The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk, day two of the Quad Series, and wins for Australia and England. Game one saw Australia 60, South Africa 40, and the player of the match went to Courtney Bruce.
They really came out firing, and I guess for us it was just making sure that, yeah, we kept pushing, and every quarter we kept trying to make that margin bigger, but yeah, they've gotten better and better, and they were a tough battle today.
Just give us an insight. You haven't played for ages. You go and put in that phenomenal big performance against New Zealand yesterday. Was it hard to come back again today and recreate that again, back it up?
No, it probably wasn't harder to regroup. You know, we've got a goal and we want to be putting out our combinations and testing them out here. So I think everyone was raring to go again today.
How good is it just to be back playing as a group? And of course, it's England next.
It's really, really good to be back, and it's really good to get everyone out there. You know, we got to debut Sunday today and that was phenomenal, so a really special moment for her. But yeah, just great to be back out playing.
After the game, Courtney also spoke to Britt from the NetELife podcast.
Courtney, you got player of the match today, but it was a clear difference when Sunday was out in front of you. Do you think that she really helped you get into the game?
Yeah, I think our combinations in the defence end are strong no matter who's out there. I think there's obviously a level of comfortability with Sunday, but I think with a team like South Africa, you have to build into a game. It's not going to be won in the first quarter, so I think that's where a lot of our games started to come towards the end of the game.
And Sunday, you didn't look nervous at all. You got right into it, which was great to see.
Yeah, so probably at the start I was quite nervous and I was standing there waiting to go on. But once I got out there and got around the girls, it definitely felt more comfortable and, yeah, it was fun moment for me.
Are you proud as the first African to represent the Australian team?
Yeah, I'm super proud to be the first of African descent to represent the Australians. I guess it's always been a goal of mine and it's just great to be able to achieve something so big, not only for myself but for the African community.
What was something that you took away from the match, your first international one?
I guess it's just the team coming together. I guess it doesn't always go your way from the start. It's kind of a game where you just have to build into it and eventually stuff do start to come and that's when we get the wins.
And Stacey, you were able to trial some combinations at both bookends today and then you were able to even rotate the midcourt a bit. So you got some through some good squad rotations today and were able to trial some good combinations that should keep you in good stead when you're challenged in future.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been trialing those combinations, I guess, at training. So they're very comfortable and the players also, I guess, we're working out how we can impact the game and be able to make presence coming off the bench as well. So a lot to understand from the game and I thought we got a lot of impact when we made the changes.
Last one from me. There was a clear plan to get the feed in quick from the transverse line. Was that something that you were hoping to get into the goal shooter and try and get around Mweni?
Yeah, obviously Mweni is very good in the contest and I thought they were actually, their defensive unit was responding well to each other. So, you know, for us, we like to play quick. We like to play direct. And if we can keep our skill and our vision, then, yeah, you certainly want to be able to sight the shooters under the post.
The NetELife podcast, one of our faves, everything that's happening in Australia as well. So look out for them where you get your usual podcasts. Stacey was asked about where she felt improvements were in the second half.
I think the score certainly didn't reflect the intent that was out on court by the way South Africa played. And I think that's the thing is it's been able to understand how quick they are in the contest. They certainly, I thought, came out and worked their structures better than what they did yesterday. And you know, that's what we had to adapt and look at as it went on.
And I know you were using this game as a chance to look at some other combinations and to change things up. What worked for you out there, do you feel? Which had the biggest kind of ticks in the box after today's game?
Yeah, I think this was really one of those games that was going to have to accumulate the pressure to open up and you've got to get those small gains along the way. And I thought that the people or the players that came onto the court had a better impact than what we did yesterday. And certainly I thought we actually got our connection and were able to keep some ball speed. So to get 60 points on the board, I thought, you know, showed that we could keep pushing forward.
Have the first two games given you everything you wanted? You had a really strong side out, didn't you, for the first three quarters and a big win yesterday. You got all your players on court now and the debut turning Sunday. when you set out and thought about these opening two matches, is that what you wanted?
Yeah, I think it's exactly what we needed. It's, you know, two completely different styles of play. It's tested our game plan and, you know, we've been challenged at different points. But I think the way in which the girls have been able to steady and reconnect has come quicker than what I probably envisaged. So still got a long way to go and another brand of netball to come up against.
OK, to South Africa now. Let's hear from their head coach speaking to Gail Davis.
Well, Duret, that was more like the South Africa we'd expected to see. Was it the one you hoped you'd see?
Yeah, much better start. I think we really did well the first two quarters, but yeah, we need to keep up the intensity. We need to stay in the game, keep position, but I think much, much better than yesterday. Yeah, so I'm proud of the girls.
What were you proudest about? What were you most pleased with?
Yeah, I think just on attack, the drives that came through, the confidence in passing the ball, even though we knew they really quick in that ball. And second movements worked for us, and I really think that we can do it. We can be in the game the whole time. Just on defense, much better on defense, but still a lot of communication in the circle. But yeah, we're getting there.
You've done an awful lot in a short space of time since that defeat from England, and that must give you confidence going into the last two games here.
Yes, I've got a team that will never give up and we will just come back stronger and stronger every time.
Stacey was asked about the forthcoming match against England.
Oh, I think it's going to be fantastic. I think just the atmosphere that's created here at the Copper Box, and England have been playing some really classy netball. They've got obviously depth and experience across the squad and, you know, certainly are challenging everyone. So we're looking forward to stepping out. It's been a long time. We were meant to play earlier or late last year and that sort of wasn't able because of COVID. So the fact that we're over here, we can both step out on court and really take that battle on. I think it's great for us, but it's going to be super exciting for international netball.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Game 2 saw a real turnaround for England. England 49, New Zealand 46. The right down at one point as well. Match on Tuesday against Australia. Really looking forward to it as always. Jess Selby has been speaking to Gail Davies.
Jess, you've got a resilient, determined bunch, haven't you, in your team? Stood you in good stead today?
Yeah, we had to win in a way that we didn't plan to win like that. We would have hoped to have just been able to translate a bit more of the in-theory stuff into the game. But if I'm honest, Nat and Helen haven't played against New Zealand most probably since World Cup. And at times it kind of showed that we were a bit sticky through that attack, but persevered with it. There's a lot of learnings. We had to keep the ball incredibly well there. Though that's actually quite a good thing for us to practice. But yeah, I mean, ultimately we got the win. We injected some players who I thought Ebony came on really well. And I thought Jade in particular kind of started where she left off in our series away.
I wanted to ask you about Jade because we touched on her influence pre-match in the last series. She was a real game changer for you today, wasn't she?
Yeah, and I think it just affords us the option to either leave Beth out there or to inject Serena behind her, and I'm led by how where we are in the game with that, and I felt Serena was pretty immersed by that point, so to be able to just push her back and have the consistency of Jade in front. And also it's Jade's ball retention and attack when things felt a bit shaky. So again, really impressed. And why wouldn't I be with Jade Clark?
And the player of the match was Serena Guthrie.
8 goals down, Serena. It takes a certain sort of team to come back and win a game like that. What's your team made of?
Oh, look, I just think, look, we don't want to go 8 down. You know, we don't want that to be a habit for us. And that bit's disappointing. But we know that we can come back from being down, and we've had lots of experience against this team now with that. So really proud of the girls, the changes the coaches made, and the resilience that the girls showed throughout was excellent today. They're a lot better than last time we played them, and we knew that was going to be a tough game. So I'm really happy that we could find a way to win today.
And one of those changes that was so key for England was Jade Clark's introduction, wasn't it, in the second quarter. It looked like it allowed you to play a very different sort of game. How did it feel out there?
Yeah, definitely. That you know, she's not our most capped player, you know, for any other reason that she's pure class. And she was my player today, to be honest with you. She opened up that attack end, she took on the drives, and she allowed me to just do my thing at wing defence, which is what I love best. So
your thing was quite good today, Serena. There was quite a few intercepts. Did you lose count?
Look, I think it's against New Zealand, it's a unit effort. Luckily, a couple of those found my way today, but we can't beat this team on a one-on-one. We had to work on it as a unit, so thankful that the girls managed to make me look good today.
Serena admitted that Jade and George really made a difference.
I think Jade, to be honest with you, coming on really opened that attack end up. We weren't really punching through. They were covering our lines quite well, jumping in front of the forward space. So Jade just came in and completely just carved up in that attack end, which then freed up Natalie and allowed her to do what she does best. So that was a big turning point for us in the game. And I think, you know, with Jade, me and Jade, we know each other. I've known her for so many years now, over 10 years. And I think, you know, we know each other so well out there and we've got a great connection defensively. So it was just about trying to work their attack end really hard. Gina, you know, she's such a classy player and relied quite heavily upon in that, you know, silver third attack end. So it was about trying to go about our work and staying in the game. And I just, yeah, I think JD and George Fish down in the end as well, you know, I think she really stood up against Kelly Drury today. She's a long rangy player and she just kept attacking her shots. So yeah, big difference.
After the game, Nolene spoke to Sky.
Nolene, a second defeat, but it must have felt very, very different watching that game than yesterday.
Much more solid, I think, overall in regards to our strategy. It's definitely an improvement from yesterday and we can take some solid things out. So don't like losing, putting that out there, but I think we definitely did improve.
The second time that you've gone a long way ahead in two games, isn't it, against England and then allowing them to come back. What didn't go so well for you after you got 8 goals in front?
Yeah, I think once again we went sort of back to what we talked about and what we did yesterday and really went away from our structures. It's the old cliche, I suppose. But also I think giving credit as well to England, that's what it's all about. You know, they coughed up their 8 goals or whatever in the first quarter. I think that's still the learning that needs to happen in this group as to how we can hold and not weather the storm, so to speak.
Exciting couple of games ahead. Remember, all games are live on Sky and on their YouTube channel as well. Thanks to them for their permission in letting us use their post-match interviews.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sports.